I'll start. This is dictating on Elena Gibbert. That's Elena, E-L-E-N-A. Gibbert is G-E-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 2-1-1970. Date of visit is 12-21-23. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell, O, apostrophe D-O, and then E-L-L, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Elena Gibbert for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is for illness. This is a 53-year-old lady with a history of snoring, has recently been treated for cold and an episode of bronchitis 2 months ago. The patient did go to Europe prior to that and was sick on her way back. I was given a prescription for doxycycline for 10 days. The patient also has episodes of wheezing and chest tightness, and she coughs up very little whitish mucus and tonight fevers or chills. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is significant for treatment for tuberculosis. She states that she was treated for over 1 year with 3 drugs. She denies any history for pneumonia or chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies, but has allergies to dust and certain animals. Next paragraph. Habits, patient is a non-smoker, but drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. System, I'm sorry, family history. Father died of liver disease, mother is alive in good health. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes right knee repair. And a history for, and a history for hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. She denies any double vision or cataracts. She has no urinary frequency, flank pain, or dysuria. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells and denies abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, and she does have some chest pains, no arm pains, palpitation. She has anxiety attacks. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list included doxycycline 100 milligrams BID and Tessalon Pulse 200 milligrams TID as needed. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, pale but no acute distress, blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 72, respirations are 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 188, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive, sclera over clear throat, smile injected, ears don't mesh. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant bed sounds with scattered visas in the upper chest with no crackles. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexism, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is reactive airways disease. Number 3 is resolving bronchitis. Number 4, allergic rhinitis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT just to evaluate her for any residual from previous TB infection. They also will get a CBC IgE level, and we'll get a polysomnographic study. The patient was advised to continue with doxycycline, 100 milligrams BID for 7 days. Ventolin inhaled 2+ QIDPRN, and advised to use prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 1 week, and once daily for a week. Please add in the final diagnosis history of tuberculosis treated. Add that as number 5. The patient will come for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Thank you.